David, happy anniversary.
Thank you. December 7th, 2003, a day which will live in infamy, no doubt. You know, we started.
They turned you loose.
They did. We opened that first show with the original broadcast of some classical piano music with the interruption from Pearl Harbor because I'm a journalist and I wanted to make it historic.
Now, I want to give you your props. People need to run out right now and pick up this week's edition of Folio Weekly. You, sir, are on the cover.
Kind of scary.
No, it's pretty exciting.
No, it's a nice story. And John Cicconi did such a nice job writing this story because it was just straight up. I really liked it.
It's a wonderful celebration of what you've done with the Electro Lounge. When it first began, it was not the Electro Lounge, though.
It was 1 hour on Saturday nights called Night Flight. And it was
basically
space music, late night, you know, dreamy music.
What inspired you to go to that format? Why were you drawn to that?
Because I love this old program. And it's ironic that they used a boombox on the cover of Folio because I used to tape songs from the hearts of music from the hearts of space, an NPR show in the 80s. I used to tape it every week on cassette. And I was kind of my inspiration was to do a late night, dreamy space music kind of program.
And from there, it grew into a five nights a week show.
Thanks to Tony Allegretti for bringing us a big fat sponsor.
And then he's probably listening right now.
I hope he is because I always owe it to
him. He's now with the chamber.
I know. He's my man. He got it started. And with the 2 hours a night from 1 hour a week, it became much more eclectic because then I could play all kinds of music. It wasn't just space music. I mean, you want to hear space music for 2 hours every night. It would get boring. So now it's Johnny Cash and Pink Floyd and Thievery and anything and everyone.
That's what makes it so special because we're not commercial radio. You don't have to answer to a corporate office. You can play whatever music
right.
you want.
I've done an hour on old 78s from the 20s and 30s because I really feel the need and the want to expose people to different kinds of music because we all have our favorite kind of music. And if that's all you ever listen to, you're missing a whole lot. So the goal was to really, you know, someone came up to me one day and said, "Wow, you played Johnny Cash last night." And I said, "Yeah, sure, you know, because we like Johnny Cash." So I'll play anything I like. I've never played any music I didn't like.
What gets the most reaction from your listeners?
One song called Stay Human by Michael Franti and Spearhead. That is the song that has gotten more emails of who is that? What I should have queued that one up for. I didn't, but we've got a few other samples. But that song is a brilliant song. It's really good.
But you do have some other music for us, and we've got a little taste of what's on the Electro Lounge.
I don't know what's coming
What are we
up
listening
first,
to here?
I will tell you when it's... Yeah, this is typical of Electro Lounge music. This is new music. 80% of the show is new music. Here we go.
Who's this?
Oh, you would ask me that.
And we don't know.
Oh, it's a strange name. And Evan Britton used to play this, our Jaguar friend, on his show, too. Oh, I can't remember. It's a funny name. Theolonius or something. I can't remember his name. Okay. We'll hear a little bit of this about London. Do you remember me?
Very nice.
Yeah, this is interesting because it's rap and some nice vocals too, and that's a lot of what we play. Is people are mixing it all up now. There's old music and new music all mixed together. There's rap and vocals.
And of course, you know, you grew up with 60s and 70s music, but you play a lot of new stuff. You get people send you CDs from all over the world.
Yeah, I've developed a nice relationship with a lot of people in Europe who send me their songs, record IDs for me. But like I said, 80% of the show is new music. The other 20% is 60s and jazz and Pink Floyd and Elvis and Beatles and Bob Marley and Bob Dylan. People I feel like should be played. As I told John, you got to play Sinatra, you got to play Billie Holiday because they should be played. People should be exposed to that, you know, kind of the roots of all of our popular music.
Mm-hmm. And what else do we have? Any more music to check out?
I think we've got Maki with Feist, a little. Oh, let's see. Which one is this? I should have brought in a playlist.
You're normally organized.
It's too early in the morning. Oh, yeah, this is nice. This is a Walk on the Wild Side, a remix from DJ Deese. And this is real interesting because everybody knows Lou Reed's Walk on the Wild Side.
Sure.
This is a 7-minute version with basically the saxophone and the rhythm. Which for me, I loved it when the colored girls sang do 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 do, and then the saxophone came in. So for me, this is a great version because this is the best part of the song that I always like best by Lou Reed. It's kind of dubby, but it holds pretty true. I think Lou Reed would have liked this version.
Yeah, there's the dub.
Yeah, who doesn't know that melody
soon
as you hear it?
And what I love about all of these cuts is, as I said, you just can't hear this music anywhere else on commercial radio unless you are downloading it yourself.
Right. Or,
you know, I mean, this is a unique piece of real estate on the local radio scene.
A way to play the music that no one else plays.
Now, let's get to the exciting part. David Luckin has put together a 10th anniversary CD celebrating 10 years of the Electro Lounge. We're going to be making these available in early 2014, but we're excited because you've got one lucky CD now that we're going to give away to a listener.
And we've got the first song, and everyone's going to know this song from the CD. Here's what you're going to hear first when you put this in your player.
That's the JoJo Effect. The beat goes on 16 tracks, all curated by you, David Luckin.
Oh, and let's tell people that a couple of local musicians, Mike Burnos and his Po' Boys, does a beautiful song about New Orleans called Black and White. Tommy Bridgewater, another local musician, is on it.
Very nice.
And my friend Cyrus Quantro, and I know I say his name wrong because I always do, but he's also on it.
So you've got some local talent on here.
Two locals, two from Switzerland with Vargo, and this is JoJo Effect. If you love that beautiful, sexy voice of Anna Schnell, that's who's singing this song and a few others on the CD.
And so if you've been listening and loving this right now, if you want your very own free copy of the Electro Lounge 10th Anniversary CD, email the show right now at firstcoastconnect@wjct.org. We'll pick one lucky listener and get this CD out to you. What else are we planning to celebrate the big 10th anniversary?
We may have a big party in February to officially launch the CD and celebrate the 10th anniversary. There's just too much going on in December to do it right now.
Sure.
All this month, I'm playing my favorite songs from the first decade as we look forward to the next decade called Past, Present, and Future Music, if I can get that out. So it's lots of great music tonight and all this week. I put together all the good stuff.
So listen at 9 for the Electro Lounge. Congratulations on 10 very lovely years.
Thank you so much.
Here,
oh, and
David,
let me thank all the listeners, because without those folks and all their feedback, we wouldn't have this program. So thanks to Jacksonville for embracing this program and taking the leap into new and fresh music that you may not hear anywhere else.